Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome to the Helpful Honda Sound Space. You guys excited for Chicano Batman? My name is Canyon Cody. I host Alternalido every Sunday here on K-Rock, bringing Latin alternative to Los Angeles. And our very first show, the very first song that we played was Chicano Batman. So we are so excited to have them out here to play new music from their new album. So make some noise while we bring out Chicano Batman. How are you guys doing? You guys have some excited fans here.
Hello, everybody. It was empty like half an hour ago.
So we're going to talk about the new album. You guys have a huge hometown show at the Forum coming up. We've heard two songs from the new album. We're going to hear some more music from it. But first, I just wanted to get into the band members yourselves. You guys are such three unique, distinct individuals that form Chicano Batman. And so I thought we would do a brief little round robin where each of you would introduce the band member to your right and tell us a little bit about what they bring to the band. So let's start.
Well, Bardo Martinez is a walking poet. He breathes, shits, sings harmony. He can write a song a day for the rest of his life. And we won't be able to catch up. I'm really lucky and fortunate to be in partnership with him in a band like this because, you know, with the powers combined. You know what I'm saying? But that's who Bardo is. Straight Colombian, raw as fuck. This guy's raw. Raw. Keeps it raw.
Carlitos, wow. I've been a fan of this guy since like I was 21, or like maybe younger than that, like 19. I know him from this band called Paradiso from Rialto. That's how I know him. That was his first band, right? That's your first band?
First real band, yeah.
First real band. He just had amazing guitar playing, and there was really nobody in LA that was playing like that. So I always had him in the back of my head, you know. What else? Carlos, man, you're just a dope guitarist. You're amazing. So many amazing melodies. You're in your own artist.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You didn't tell me we were going to cry up here, Canyon Cody.
Eduardo Arenas, man. This guy is real as fuck. He's super intelligent. He's super talented. Music flows through his veins. Creativity's always flowing through him and out him. And it's a pleasure and an honor to be rocking with him these past, 13 years. His bass lines are incredible. He's an amazing guitar player. He's probably the best guitar player in the band. But he plays bass, you know what I'm saying? So they're all great guitar players, actually. Yeah, we love Eduardo, you know? He's a king of L.A. to me.
Oh. Well, there's obviously a lot of love in the band, a lot of love in the room. You guys are local heroes who we're so proud of. I think the first time that I saw you perform was at Footsie's in Highland Park in 2011. You had your plancha...
The ironing board.
Yeah, the ironing board.
And we saw one on the way on La Brea. Like, your last chance. We get one for the show tonight.
And then, you know, just to watch you guys grow and play El Rey and The Shrine and go on tour with Jack White and play Coachella and, you know, have a commercial during the Super Bowl. And now you have this huge show at the Forum. Just want you guys to talk about Los Angeles and what your hometown means to you and these fans.
I've been saying it. This show is not about us, but it's about us, you know. And I think, I mean, look at it. We're like a bunch of brown skinned fools, just like you. But we're playing the Forum. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just talked to my cousin right now. It's just like, yo, you know, like, come from Boyle Heights, you know, like roaches. You know what I'm saying? Roaches. Like, a lot of people. I was like, why are there 2 bunk beds in each room and like a grip of fools just like piled on top of each other, you know? So when I think about that and then I think of the Forum, you know, when I just think about like, you know, living in the projects and that kind of thing, and I think about like Jimmy Kimmel, when I think about that, it's not my dream, it's our dream, you know what I'm saying? It's just like we're all trying to do something más allá, and I happen to be catching one, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like y'all can catch one, you know what I'm saying? And I think we're all on our way, cause, you know, and I think that's what that means to me, that like, we're all on our way and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The Forum is just a symbol. But we're going to go further than the Forum. You know what I'm saying? It's just a venue. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's
right. So, you know, when we talk about dreams in this album, Notebook Fantasy, to me conjures the idea of you know, being in high school and having your notebook and scribbling in it dreams of your future. Was when you were in high school, was your dream to be a rock star? Did you want to be, you know, the power forward for the Lakers? Were you dreaming of what was your notebook fantasy in your youth?
Sincerely, it was always to be a musician, to be in a band. I remember just thinking, this is what I'm going to do. I meant to do this. And I don't mean to say that and sound arrogant or conceited or anything like that. I just felt that. I felt like there was no other choice. Music was the path I was chosen to do. And thankfully, I've been able to do it with these amazing musicians. Yeah.
You guys have had such a constant climb over the years, just, you know, one achievement after another. For a lot of bands, the pandemic was a loss of momentum and really kind of hurt the trajectory. But you guys seem to hit some sort of Super Mario warp level in the pandemic and achieved broadening your fan base. What happened during that time?
It's a crazy... So I personally feel like we were the band that worked the hardest during the pandemic because, I mean, no one was doing shit. I mean, everybody was, you know, I mean, we had an album rollout in May of 2020. You know, we did all the Zoom stuff. It was all like cutting edge too. And we did all of them, all of them. And we were tired of that. At one point, we're like done with this like performance where we're like reusing the same songs from another one. We're already lazy at this point. We're like, when are they gonna start paying us for this? You know, cause this is like, no one cares anymore. You know, so it was like, I don't know, it was getting stale. It was getting stale, and everybody was working on their solo stuff. You know, everybody all of a sudden did music by themselves, didn't need anybody. You know, so you don't need to contact anybody. Everybody can work remote. But then getting back together and working on this album and getting live in a room with people, it's just like, you can't replace it. We record all our music live. Notebook Fantasy, this new record, we do all that live, and we do overdub, but it's what happens in the room, you know what I'm saying, that is the magic that you can't replace by, you know, just doing stuff by yourself.
So we had Fly, the first taste of the new album, and then Era Primavera. You guys are going to be playing some other tracks from the new album, which is coming out this Friday. Talk to us about the songs that we're going to hear tonight.
We're going to play this track called Losing My Mind. It's a tune that Bardo wrote, and it's a really fun one, very high energy. And another track we're going to play is called Live Today, which is the album opener.
Now, you guys came up at a time when, you know, being a Latino band was not necessarily advantageous for your billing at a festival. We're in a new era right now where, you know, after the success of reggaeton and now with regional Mexican, that, you know, there are a lot more opportunities for Latino artists. Do you guys wish that you were coming up right now in an era when it was open, or was the struggle to climb up there what made the band?
Hell no. Right now, man. I mean, we came in right when YouTube was coming in. You know what I'm saying? So we had to go out and play gigs. And we also didn't care. I think that's why we got far. We didn't care about like what the people thought. I mean, half the time, our shows, people are just staring at us. We'd be playing, doing our crazy stuff, and then just like you're staying us right now. And we're just like, all right, you know? But we never really cared, you know? And that's what was free about it. I had a job. I was an urban planner. I was like, I don't really care, like, if we stop, I got a job, you know? It was like everybody had a different stake in this, but it was like all out, all the time. It was all out. And it was that beautiful hour that we get to play where we just do whatever we want. Everyone's tripping out. You know, that's the origins, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, the gear that you guys use, the space that you record in, obviously something that you guys take a lot of pride and passion in. Talk to me about the studio that you recorded this album and how that affected the sound.
Yeah, we recorded in Sunset Sound in Hollywood, and it's just a historical recording facility. The Doors work out of there, Led Zeppelin, Prince, Rolling Stones, the list goes on, Doobie Brothers. And you go in there and you hear it. It's history. The room is tuned a certain way. The floors are wooden and just the walls, if they could talk. And you go in there and you hear a drum sound, you hear a guitar note reverberating, and it just sounds rich, fat, and full. And then you add that with the, you know, not to get too technical, but the classic API recording console they have, you know, those things are so clean sounding and so musical sounding. All you need to do is play well, and it's going to come out sounding amazing out the other end. Where in the past, maybe we didn't have access to such high-end equipment. We would have to use like multiple chains of pieces of equipment to get the sound we heard in our heads. This one was not that. It was just clarity, musicality, and all we had to do was play with dynamics. And just hearing playback was always a joy at that place.
So the way that we gave away tickets to the show tonight, on the radio show, I played a bunch of, you know, B-side album cuts from deep in your catalog, and the first people to be able to recognize the song and DM us got on the list. And I was amazed how fast that the fans recognized songs that were, you know, never singles, songs that came out years before some of them were even listening to you guys. They know your catalog so well. I wanted to talk to you about maybe some unknown songs from your catalog that really have a special place in your heart.
It's funny, we were just having this conversation on the way here because we carpooled, and so we were just like, hey, so what are we going to play on tour? We're literally right there right now. We're like, I don't know. You know, part of us wants to just play all the new songs and be like, fuck them. Just have them learn it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to know what's up, you got a month. You know, but then we're like, nah, it kind of sucks when you see a show and, you know, they just only play the new ones and they don't play my jams, you know? But we're like, all right, I guess. But I was like, I want to play Jalapeño. This is one song. You like that song? It's funky. It's 6/8. It's 4/4. It's adventurous. It's like, it's in Spanish, and you know, Latinos are trending. You know what I'm saying? Fucking perfect timing. You know what I'm saying? Another Spanish song. Jalapeño is my song.
Probably La Tigresa. We haven't played that one in many years, but it's super hard song. I mean, not hard to play. It's hard sounding.
Yeah.
And then last question. You guys are going out on tour with Red Pears and Lilo Pimienta. What advice do you guys have for young bands that are headed up on their way and aspiring to achieve some of the opportunities that you guys have earned?
You ain't going viral, so go out and play your show. You know, I think this is what I want to say. It's like internet, social media, all that, they're cool tools, but your soul is still your own soul. And I think if you have something compelling to say or play or art or anything or display, go do that and keep doing that. And don't rely on anybody else on the outside to give you that confidence to keep doing that. You know, it's hard when you depend on other people to like you to upgrade your, you know, your art. You just got to like yourself. And I think that's what I would give advice. Just got to like put the blinds on and just do it because you like it. It really pays off.
So I would like to say, you know, music is not, you know, nobody's going to feel you unless you feel what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, for me, Chicano Batman was always about doing what I was feeling inside. Literally, like, the words on the paper is because I'm lived. This is like my experience that I'm writing here. You know what I'm saying? Just, I would say, just, you know, really dig into yourself. Cheesy, but hey, fuck it.
Well, you guys make us so proud. I'm excited for the fans to get to hear a sneak peek of this new album. You guys ready for Chicano Batman? All right, we're going to be right back.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.